Right, we saw the Mishnah yesterday in Mem Daled Amud Beis. Let's see the Mishnah Nachamal. Mishi Yotze, Birshus, V'omru Leikvar Nasa Maisa. So we have three dinim in the Mishnah. The first case is someone who left the Tchum Birshus. Rashi gave a couple of examples, like someone who's going to give Eidus HaChodesh, or to be Matzel someone, or a midwife. And when they're on the journey, someone says, you know what, you don't need to go, because someone has already taken care of it, someone has been made, someone has saved them, the woman has given birth, and so on. The din is Yesh Loi Alpayim Ama L'chol Ruach. Din number one is the person has Alpayim Ama from where they are. Second din, which we said seems a little bit obvious, Im Hoya B'Secha Tchum, if it was still within the original Tchum, Ki Ilu Loi Yotzet, as if they haven't left, which we're going to have to see what does that mean. And the third din is Kol Hayetzim Lahatzel Chayzim L'Nkayman. Anyone who goes out to be Matzel is allowed to go back to their original place. And we mentioned yesterday the Tzeisvus and the Rumation of Shlomo Zalman about Hitiru Seifim Mishum Tchilasen and so on. So those are the three dinim of the Mishnah. So Frag B'Gimar, this second din that we said that Imhaya Bisei Chatrum Ki Ilu LaYotza. So again, this fellow, let's say he's walking up to Yerushalayim to give Eidus, and if they stopped him whilst he was still within the Tchum, it's as if he hasn't left. So says Gemara, Mai Imhaya Bisei Chatrum Ki Ilu LaYotza. What does that mean? So Rashi says, let's look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Havadai layotza b'hadayim b'sechatchumu. I mean, of course. I mean, he's only got traveled 1,000 amas, so he's still within the original tchum. So it's as if he hasn't left. So what's the Mishnah coming to be mechadish? Amar Rabo hafika amarim haya b'sech tchum shaloi ki ilu layotza mitir beisoy dami. So when we say ki layotza, the kilo yotze is as if to say, it's as if he has not left his house. Now let's see what that means. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's going back in his house. He goes back to his house. It's as if he never uprooted himself to leave. And therefore, we don't say that the place where they informed him, they lay chance upon him 1,000 amas outside of the city, and they say, you don't need to go up to Yerushalayim because other Edom have already beaten you to it. We don't say that from there, that is his Makim Shvisa. We don't say that. That's what the Mishnah means to teach us. And that, says the Gemara, but isn't that also obvious? Pshita, says Rashi, I mean, at the end of the day, he has not yet left the Tchum of the city. So then, yes, it's like he's still at home. It's like he hasn't left. What is the finish of the Mishnah? So what does it mean? So we say, Ma'o detei ma'hoyo va'akar akar. Kamash molan. Zakto Ash, what does this mean? Ma'o detei ma'kevan de akar lotzeis b'shus. He uprooted himself to leave. He's planning on going up to Yerushalayim. It's 7,000 amas away. That's what that was his plan. And there is this din in the Rabbanan, like we saw in the first line of the Mishnah, when we said, there is such a din. So Hachanami afogav de koibetumay limdeidlei, even though he's still within his original tchum, perhaps we should measure for him the 2,000 amas from the place that they tell him, from the place where someone chances upon him and says, it's unnecessary for you to go up to Yerushalayim. So let's say this is the city, and he walks 1,500 amas outside. and someone says, you know what, you don't need to go up to your Shalayim, Eidim ready, beat you to it. So you might have thought that to the extent that his das was to be oiker himself and to leave, so now we would kind of evoke the first din of the Mishnah, that he now has 2,000 amos, and he can actually walk another 2,000 amos. Rashi says, very interesting, the boy lemepak lepak, and if he wants to go further, he can actually go out, kamash malan. So according to this pshat of Rabbah, the Hagamina is that we can be makel, and we can allow him to go even further. Kamash malon, we can. So if you read that line in the Mishnah again, it rings differently. Now what does the Mishnah say? Im hoya b'sechatchom ki'ilu layatza. So we're learning that it means, if he was within the tchom, it's as if he hasn't left, pirish. I might have thought that once he's 1,500 amas outside of the city, we would already invoke the din of the Mishnah and say that he's got 2,000 amas in every direction. He can go even further. No, kilo layatza, and you are a city dweller. You are someone, you are a ben ir, and you are mugbal by the original tchum Shabbos. You're not able to go an additional 2,000 amas, but you are considered to be like a regular ben ir with a regular restriction. That is the way Rava learns the Mishnah. The Gemara brings a different shot, and this is how we're going to pass it. Rav Shimi bar Chia Amar, no, that's not the pshat. Hachik Amar, im hayu tchumin shenasnu lechachamim muvloyin b'sich tchum shaloi, ki ilu layotze mitchumoi. Very interesting din. Meaning, what's the case over here? The guy has left his tchum. He's right, this is his city. He is now gone, let's say 2,500 amas outside of the city. So he's left the Tchum Shabbos. He's out of the Tchum. But from where he is right now, we said that they give him 2,000 amos. Now the 2,000 amos which they're going to give him is going to overlap with the original Tchum Shabbos which he had. Ah, it's going to overlap. Zakt Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Im Hayu Tchumin Shenasnu Lai Chachamim, if that new Tchum Shabbos, which they gave him, is going to overlap the original Tchum Shabbos. Im ha'yu tchumin shenasnu lechacham muvloyim b'sechat tchum shaloi, kilu layotze mitchumoi. It's as if he's never left. We'll see Rashi in a second. Let's just see one more line. B'mai kemiflagi, ma'estavra havlos tchumin milsehi, meaning Rav Shimi holds that the mustag of overlapping into your original form is halachically significant, and therefore that kind of takes you back within your original tchum, and it's like it becomes one big tchum. So Marisar of Lost Tchum in Milsi, that's of Shimi, and therefore it's going to come out of Kula. Well, Marisar, whereas Rabbo didn't want to learn like that, Marisar, Lav Milsi, it's Lav Milsa. And therefore, that cannot be pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi wanted to say a different pshat. Let's see Rashi on this, two lines down. Rashi says, Rav Shimi bar Chiya Amar, Hachika Amar, Im hayu tchumin shenasnu lechachamim muvloyin b'sechat tchum shaloi, kilu layotze mitchum idami, kolaymar, masnisin b'shekvar yotze mitchumai askinet. He has left his tchum. And when the Mishnah says this statement, that im hoya b'sech ha-tchum kiilu la-yotza, it's kiilu yotza his tchum, kida havisal kedai tchum yikara. Like we thought. Umay im hoya b'sech ha-tchum, achikama im hoyu oysan alpayim ha-nesunais lay l'chol ruach, mimokim shenayim aloy. If the new 2,000 amos, which Chazal gave this individual, if those 2,000 amos are going to go back and spill over, overlap into the original tchum, nechnasis l'tech alpayim shol tchum beisoi, then kir layatzim mitchum edami, v'harlech ad beisoi, v'harehem kebatchila. He's able to go back to his original town, and he is like a ben-ir, like he was originally. So that's the Siwam Rashi of Shimi Sar Havla Milsi. He the cave in the Nivalon Betchume Umam Tele Legay Tchume, being that it overlaps into his original Tchum. This is the important line. Havi Lehu Kachad Tchuma. It's as if it's like one Tchum, and it's as if he never left. That is Rav Shimi, whereas Rava disagrees. Rava says, you've left. You're 25, this was your city. You're 3,000 amas outside. Someone says, you don't need to go to the Yerledes, Baruch Hashem, she gave birth, everything is fine. So din number one in the Mishnah is, now this midwife has 2,000 amas. She has 2,000 amas. Oh, those 2,000 amas are going to kind of envelop, are going to overlap into the original 2,000 amas. That is going to be a way to bring her back to her original town. Whereas Rabbi says, no, well, there's no such thing as have lost Chumin Milsa. I'm very sorry. She is now 3,000 amas outside of her city. She has 2,000 amas in every direction. You're right. 1,000 amas will overlap. Doesn't mean she's able to go back in. No, she's got a new tchum. Panim chadash is bolaka. That is the machlikas Rabba and Shimi Rahia, how to understand the second line of the Mishnah. So, Amrlei Abai l'Rabba. So Abai said to Rabba, V'at lo'y tizbra davlos tchum in milsi. Just a very, very small parenthetical comment. I always thought that whenever Abaya speaks to Rabba directly, he says Mar, because it was his Rabba. Abaya was a Talmud, it was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, but he was also a Talmud of Rabba. I always thought that Abaya refers to Rabba when he speaks him directly as Umar. Here he just calls him V'at and you. And we're going to see even in the next couple of lines of the Gemara that there is a reference to Rabba as Umar. Interesting. That noticing, I don't recall ever noticing Abaya calling Rabba directly, and you. Anyway, that was Brandanic. Amalei Abaya l'Rabba. V'at lo yitizbra da have lost chum in milsi. What you, Rabba, disagree? You don't hold as any halachic significance in the concept of have lost chum in. Uma ilu shavas b'ma'ara. If a person was koina shvisa inside a cave. If you look at the diagram in Rashi over here towards the bottom of the page, imagine that the fellow is Koine Shvisa at the bottom of the cave in the middle. Now, he's Koine Shvisa at the bottom of the cave in the middle. The bottom of the cave is wider than the top of the cave, so that the bottom of the cave measures 4,000 amas across, and he is Koine Shvisa, let's say, in the middle of the cave. So he's certainly able to walk to either side. He's able to walk to either side. The top of the cave is much narrower. So Abaye is going to try and prove to Rabba that the concept of Havlos Chumin is halachically significant. So again, Uma ilu shavaz bima orash b'secha arbas alafim. Inside, down below, it's 4,000. Al gaga pachas me arbas alafim. And on top, it's less than 4,000. Pachas ma'abas from ama. Le nimtze mahalach eskula v'chutzala alpayim ama. Would you not agree that, let's say, if he goes out, you know, if you look in the diagram, there's two psachim. There's an opening on the right, there's an opening on the left. So he's saying, would you not agree that if he goes out of, let's say, the opening on the right, that he's able to walk across to the other side, even though he's walking more than 2,000 amas, I mean, maybe it's not 4,000 amas across, but maybe it's 3,900 amas, or whatever it is. So don't you admit that he can do that? Then it must be, because originally, when he was down below in the cave, that he was able to walk in either direction. So now, even when he's on top of the cave, outside of the cave, he's able to walk more than 2,000 amas, because we say one tchum is muvla within the other, and lenimtzem ha'alach eskul v'chutz l'alpayim ama. To which Rabba responds and says, "There's a big difference." Amalei v'le shani l'cha ben heicha deshavas ba'avir mechitzes mi boidyoyim leicha d'le shavas ba'avir mechitzes mi boidyoyim. The difference is originally when he was inside the cave down below, and he was within the hekif of the walls of the cave. Okay, we've seen several times that that is much easier to deal with. That's much easier to matter. Remember, we had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. If we pass like Rav and Gamliel in all cases, in the case of deer, sahar, or odin, in the case of svina, and it's sad to say that we pass like him only by svina, is because the case of svina was when he was shavas ba'aver mechitzas. We've seen several times, if you've already been within a particular area, then you have the full hekef, the full heter of that area. Let's just see a couple of Rashis over here. Let's look at the Rashi about 15 lines in the bottom. Uma ilu. We don't have to see the whole thing, but we'll just see a chunk of it. Uma ilu shavas bima arish v'seichad ad alafim v'agaga pachas v'zeh ad alafim v'leinim tzakolimar. Iyat amayda. V'shumahalach is gaga v'chutzla alpayim l'chol tzad. He can walk 2,000 amas any direction. Says Rashi, Stam ma'ara beiz psachim yesh la bebeiz k'tzeisehu. There's two openings on two sides. Pesach l'mizrach or Pesach l'mariv. So there's an opening on the east and on the west. Mi pesach ha'mizrach neisen loy chutzala l'tzad mizrach alpayim. He could, in theory, go out of the eastern Pesach and walk in our diagram to the right 2,000 amas. U'l'tzad gaga alpayim, and he can also walk 2,000 amas. V'chemi pesach ha'mariv. He could go out of the western side, the left pesach in the diagram. Nezim chutzla letzad amayrav alpayim uletzad gaga alpayim, and so to inwardly over the roof 2,000 amos. The cave of the gaga pachis midalad alafim kagoyin. They change it. Shekisla mushupoyin letzad gaga, meaning like the diagram over here that it's in a slant and the walls kind of go out, or misrach vayis malamata b'karki is and nimtza alpayim sheyesh la'algaga kishyotz mipesach mizrach in nivlois b'sech alpayim sheyesh la'algaga kishyotz mipesach amayrif. So this is the line, says Abaye to Rabba, I atam moida shimbo lotzeiz be'ezem hen sheyirtza, whatever side he wants to go out from. He can go on the entire rooftop area. The chutzala alpayim amal lechol tzad mishum to have lost tchumin mashve l'tchumei shnei hayitzias kechad. That's the line. Meaning, whenever there's the concept of have lost tchumin, it kind of makes it like it's one. So, says Abaye to Rambo, I'm explaining case number two of the Mishnah. It means the midwife traveled 3,000 amas to go to the Yeledis. They told her it's unnecessary. So din number one in the Mishnah is she has 2,000 amas. Oh, that 2,000 amas is going to overlap the original one. If it overlaps the original one, she's back into the original one. Rabbi, you disagree? But surely you would agree from the case of the cave, to which Rabbi responds and says that case is different. That's because the fellow was within the confines of the cave. Whereas in our case, what happened over here? Here was the city. The midwife walked 3,000 amas in the middle of a valley. In the middle of a valley. She was never shavis within the hekef mechitzas of any area. And therefore, you have yet to prove that have lost kumin milsi. So that is what Rabba responds to Abaya. What? And you think just because you're not shavis in the mechitzas, there's no concept of have lost chumin? But now, and we have the Mishnah on the days on the days we've quoted before. But now, Rav Lezer Aimer, shtayim yikonis. If a fellow ventured outside of the tchum shabbos, so. We mentioned that the Mishnah says, Mi shiyotza chutz l'tchum afila am achas lo yikonis. Chum say, once you're out, you're out. Rabbi Lezer says, no. If you're only 2 amas outside, up until 2 amas, you can still go back in. Because you have 4 amas, and therefore it's kind of overlaps and it kind of brings you back in. My love, Reb Lezer Latameid Am Revahu Bemson, he is in the middle. He's the middle of the Daon Amos. Va'ar Ba'amos, the Yavulei Rabbanan, Keman Mivloyin Damu. And it's as if it's Nivla, and it overlaps the Ka'amar Yikanes. In which case, even though it's out in the middle of a Bika, it's in the middle of a field, he's not Shovis within any Hekif Mechitzis, still we say Yikanes. It must be because they're of this concept of have lost Mechitzis. The Gami Yikanes Alma have lost Chumen Milsehis. You see that there is halachic significance in the concept of an overlapping Chum. So, what in essence did Abaye do? Abaye proved his point from Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Chachamim disagree. So, Amalei Rabba Bar Bar Chana, some of the gears of Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Lavaye Umidir Velaza Kabaisvus Leila Mar. You're asking Kasha on Mar, the master, Rabba from Rabbi Eliezer, to which Abaye responds, Amalei In. And again, this goes back to my little ha'ara. I've heard from the master, and that's why I was bothered why he's referring to him in by saying you. He's saying, yes, I heard from Mar, from Rava, that ad kam leplik rabban ali de Rebbe Eliezer el ledvar harishos. The only reason why the Rabbanan disagree with the Rebbe Eliezer and they don't allow him to come back in, they don't allow him to come back in Stam for a Dvar Rishus. That they don't allow him to come back in for. Avol Dvar Mitzvah, Modulei. But for Dvar Mitzvah, they agree. And if they agree, look at Rashi about 7 lines down, Lidvar Mitzvah, 8-9 lines down, Lidvar Mitzvah, Modulei. Umaz Nisen, Demi Sheyatza Birshus, Dvar Mitzvah. Vekom Rabbal El Dehavla Lemahanya. So Rabba said, oh, Havla doesn't help. What do you mean? Even the Rabbanin of Rabbi Eliezer would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that the Havla helps if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. In the case of our Sugi is a Dvar Mitzvah. We were speaking about it, a midwife who went to help a Yerledes. It's a Dvar Mitzvah. And still Rabba said, Havla is Tchumen Lav Milsa. So I am right in my Taina, in my Kasha, that I say have lost Tchum and Milsa, when one Tchum overlaps into the other one, it is halachically significant. It does join up, like the Lashon of Rashi, Havalu Kechad Tchumo, Kavadali Nafik Mitchumahu, and that's the reason why I'm Chaylik on Rabba, and that's the reason why I feel I have a good Raya. Good. Now we get to the third case of the Mishnah. So again, case number one was Mishat Tzvashus, Amr Lek Vanasa Maisa. Din number one is they gave you 2,000 amas in your new place. Din number two was if the fellow was within the tchum, it's as if he hasn't left. Which Rabbi says, it's as if he hasn't left his house. Don't think you have an additional 2,000 amas, you don't. And Abaye and Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says, it's coming to teach you the concept of even if you're 3,000 amas outside, once they give you 2,000 amas and it overlaps the original tum, you're back in. Now we get to the third din of the Mishnah. Third din was kol. Kol ayetzin lahatzel chayzin limkoyman. They're allowed to go back to their place. Fregbi gemar kasha vafilo tuva. Well, you can even go back as much as you want. Important Rashi, says Rashi, vafilo tuva. Yoiser me arba alofim, even more than 4,000, meaning up until 4,000, maybe you could say that there's a certain havla, meaning I've traveled 4,000 amas to be matzil. They tell me Baruch Hashem everything's okay, so I have 2,000 amas that's going to just overlap the original 2,000 amas. I can go back. Do you mean even if I'm 4,001 amas, I can go back? Even if I'm 10,000 amas, I can go back? Says Rashi again, Rafidotuva Yoisem the Arba Alafim Bitzmiya, the Amris Resha, We said Heichadoloi Mivla, and we said according to Rav Shimi, which is how we're paskining, how the Gemara understands we're coming out. We said in the Reisha Heichadoloi Mivla, and unless it overlaps, Alpayim Yisrei V'Suloi. So, Fred the Gemara begins to zogin that you've got a filu tuva more than that, and even if it's going to be more than 4,000 amas, and it doesn't overlap. We said it's only if it overlaps, but if it doesn't overlap, you're not allowed to. So, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav. So, Rav Yehuda Merav said, we're going to have to say this is referring to something very specific. You know what it means to say? It means Chayzrin, the Klezayin, Limkaimon. It means that a soldier who went out is allowed to go back with his weaponry to his place. Let's take a look at Rashi, important. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Loitema Filo Tuva. Avada doesn't mean you can go back 4,001 amas. The Hashmina is coming to teach you something different. The Chayzrin, the Klezayin Zainon. They're allowed to go back with their weapons. The Leah meaning cave in the Nasa Maisa. Yashlichu Klezayin and Maleim. You don't need your weapons anymore. Discard them. The Leihalu Shabbos Bechazarasan. Why carry your weapons back? And as Rashi says, we're going to see the reason back in a minute. So then we're going to make an ukimt and say that that's what the Mishnah means. Kalayotzen lahatzil chayzrin with their weapons in their place. That's what it means. Says, my kusha. What exactly was the kasha that you're asking? Afilu tuva. The omer lahatzil shiny. Maybe this last case of the mission of Kol Hayetzin Lahatzil is referring specifically to cases of Hatzolah. Maybe Lahatzil is shiny. In other words, the ratio of the Mishnah says, Mishi Yotze Brishos, that's referring to Eidus HaChedesh. That's referring to a midwife and so on. But the last case of the Mishnah of Kol Hayetzin Lahatzil, that is a different story. And there we say that because you were going to be matzah and you're fighting against the enemy, there is a concern that maybe the enemies are going to chase after you and therefore will allow you to travel more than 2,000 amas. So, b'chal v'tshver. So why did Rav Yehuda Amarav need to kind of come up with this ukimta? Oh, it means a soldier can come back carrying the weapons. I mean, what's the big kasha? Maybe it's a case where there's a concern that the goyim are going to chase after you, and therefore you can travel more than 2,000 amas. What's the big kasha? Sigma explains, you know why? Eli kasha ha kasha. If there was a kasha which forced Rav Yehuda Amarav to say what he said, and to be maimed the Mishnah a certain way, it's based on the following.
This. Hatzolah we do know, but the war we don't know.
I'm sorry?
With Hatzolah, the person's being called out, so it's definitely a case. But a case of war is always a question. It's not there in the name.
I'm sorry, not with you. You're saying the case of Hatzolah we know, but the case of what?
In the case of Hatzolah we know because he's being called out, so he needs to carry, the midwife needs to carry her things. But with the case of a war, he's carrying his weaponry, but it's not certain. But the person who's being called out for a Hatzolah is certain. He's only going because.
Right, but we're discussing now coming back. So we want to know that the kasha was the Mishnah seems to imply you can come back even more than 2,000 amas. But the Rashi seemed to say that you don't allow you more than 2,000 amas unless it's Muvla. But it's mashma from this third statement of the Mishnah. Even if it's not Muvla, you're allowed to go back more than 2,000 amas. To which Rav Yehuda Merav says, no, really you can't go back more than 2,000 amas. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me a very specific din that a soldier is allowed to carry his weapons. We have yet to explain why. We're going to see why in a minute. But now the Gemara is just saying, I don't understand the Kasha. Maybe the reason why he's allowed to is because of Hatzalah, because otherwise they're going to be chased by the enemy, and therefore there's nothing shver, In which case, I don't understand why Rav Yehuda Merav needed to make the Sukkimta in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is saying, I'll explain why he needed to do so. So Gemara says, this now, because we have a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, in Rosh Hashanah, B'Shenah, Lo Hayu Zaz Misham Kol Hayim Kulei. Originally, before the Takana of Raman Gamliel HaZakein, someone who left the Tchum to give Eidus HaChodesh would have to remain in the place where they came to in Yerushalayim the entire day. Lo Hayu Zaz Misham Kol Hayim Kulei. Hiskin Raman Gamliel HaZakein, Sheish L'malpayim Am L'chol Ruach. Because otherwise a person might be dissuaded from coming to give Eidus. Even a midwife who's coming to help a Yeledes, and in all cases of Hatzalah, Hare Hein Ka'anshe Ho'ir, the Yeshno Alpaim Amalachol Ruach, and they have 2,000 Amos. Aye, that's what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Vesuloya. No more than that. But we have a Mishnah in Erevin on Mendalam and Beis, Baha Amris Kol Hayotzen Lahatzel Chayzen Lim Kaiman, which is Machna Filu Tuva. So it was because of that stira, because of the stira between the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, over there on Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Mishnah in Erevin Mendalam and Beis, it was because of that Amr of Yudah Merav. Now, our Mishnah just means Shechezim Mekleiz Zayin Lim Kaiman. It doesn't mean you can go even further. Really, you only have 2,000 Amos. But it just means you're allowed to go back carrying your weapons. Why? Kedidanya Brishina Ahayu Menichem Kleiz Zayinan Bebayis Asamach Lachaimah. Originally, once they finished the battle, they would leave their weaponry by a house close to the wall. The enemies saw a big pile of weapons, and they realized that's where they were hiding. And they chased after them. And they kind of squashed into an area and pushed each other. Just like we saw in Shabbos by Sandal Hamasumer, if you remember, the Mishnah says, "Lo yetsa adam b'sandal hamasumer," because of the Maisa Shahaya that they hid in this cave, and they were wearing the Sandal Hamasumer, and they ended up killing themselves more than what the Oivim did. So at that time they made a takanah, and they're allowed to walk 2,000 amas, and so on, and that is what the Mishnah means. So we're saying, really, when the Mishnah says, it does not mean more than 2,000 amas, because we've already said 2,000 amas is the maximum, unless the 2,000 amas which you have spills over and overlaps into the original 2,000, in which case you can go a bit more. But if it's a bit more than that, we're not going to allow. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? That it says, chazal m'kayman, it means regarding your weapons. You can carry your weapons because of this ma'aseh shahaya. That is one pshat in the Mishnah. Another pshat, Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak. He says, a different shot. Amar Leikasha. It's not Shver, this stira which you asked. Leikasha. Karen Shinatsu Yisrael es Umayis Ha'olam. If we emerge victorious, so then there's only a head of 2,000 amas. So if we emerge victorious, Karen Shinatsu Yisrael es Umayis Ha'olam. Karen Shinatsu Umayis Ha'olam es Atzman. Meaning to say, it's speaking euphemistically, if the Ummah Olam are victorious against us, then we're allowed to do even more than that, because there's a concern they might still chase after us. And that is the way we can resolve the stira. Good. Says the Gemara of Yudim Rav, Nachrim Shitzaru ala Yareis Yisrael. If the Nachrim are waging some type of battle, or they're coming to plunder on Ayareis Yisrael, The din is Eina Yetzin Aleihem Bechli Zainen. You're not allowed to go out with weapons. You're not allowed to go out with your Kli Zainen. Now we're going to see why in a minute. The Eina Mechalin Aleihem is a Shabbos. You can't be Mechal Shabbos. Tanya Navi Achinachem Shetzaru. Now we say, B'medvar Mamurim Kishabal Iski Mamain. This is only if they came Al Iski Mamain. May they say, look, we want £10,000 or else. Avul bo al iski nefashais. But if they're coming for blood, yitzin alein b'kli zainon. Umham alein is a Shabbos. So, and again, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim Achronim as to what's taken of shot. Why do we say that if they're coming al iski momen, that we don't allow us to go out and fight? I mean, we know that, why is there not a pikuch nefesh? And after all, don't we know, like from the case of Habab and Achteres, that there's a chazaka that ein adam oymed atzmei, or adam oymed atzmei al mamona, a person is going to try and protect their money, and therefore might lead to nefashis. And why is that different in this case? That is a din in the mefarshim. Al-Kavonim, we're saying that if it is, if it's clear that it's just a case of momen, and then one is not supposed to be Michal Shabbos. And we know in general, it's passed in halacha. A person has to be willing to give up all of their money not to be Michal Shabbos. That is a halacha psukah in Shulchan Aruch. So we're saying, if they're coming out iske momen, they're not, but iske nefash is Michal and Nezah Shabbos. Ubeir hasmuchal isfar. But if it is a city which is close to a small village, meaning Rashi says, Svar, about 20 lines from the bottom, Ir Shemavdelis, Ben Gvul Yisrael, Gvul HaUmais. If it's a city between, on the border, then the din is Yotzin Aleihen, you are allowed to go out, Shema Yilachdua, maybe they will capture it, Misham Teinecha Haaretz, Likavish Hapneim. It'll be easy for the Nachum to conquer. So even though they're coming al iski momen, so then we say no. If this is a crucial village, city, and so on, afilo bo al iski nefashis al iski tevin v'kash. They're saying, give us some straw. Yetzim alein mikli zainon zainon and mechal alein as a Shabbos. Then we say you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos because it might at some stage lead to nefashis. Amr Rabbi Yehuda bar Amiyeh, the Amr of Nachman, Ubavel, Ke'ir Asmucha L'Sfar Damya. Bavel is considered to be like a crucial city, because it borders the Nachrim, the Targuma, Nahardah. And they said that's referring to which part of Bavel? It's referring to Nahardah, which Rashi says, Shahayz Asmucha L'Nachrim Mitzad Echad, Ula Ayares, Shayeshim Ben Bnei Goyla. So the Yidden lived in Babel. Nahardah was the city which was on the border, and that is considered to be like an ear, hasmucha l'sfar. Good. Darish from the story, demin biri maidech siv. What's pshat in the pasuk? It says ve'agidu l'David lema hine pelishtim nilchamim b'keila. The pelishtim are coming to battle against the city keila, ve'im ashesim es agronis, and they are plundering the gronis. So, what's going on? Tana Ki'ila Ir Hasmuch L'Sfar Haisa. This city Ki'ila was a city on the border. Ve'im Libo El Al Iski Tevin V'Kash. And these Nachum came only to take Tevin and Kash. Tichsid Ve'im Ashesim, they're plundering the Grunes. The Gern is a place where there's Tevin and Kash. Uksiv, and it says, Vayishal David Bashem Lemar. David inquired from Hashem, saying, Ha'elech v'ikesi b'plishtim, ha'elech, should I go and fight these plishtim? V'yem Hashem al David, and the response which he got from the Urim V'Tumim, we're going to say was, Lech v'ikesi b'plishtim, go and fight the plishtim, v'yishato es ke'ila, and save ke'ila. So ask Gemara, what exactly was David Shailam, I can be boiling. Ilemi Shari Iosar, meaning it took place on Shabbos, and he wanted to know, is it mutter to do so or not? Because it took place on Shabbos, Why would you go and ask the Urim the Tumim? You're not supposed to do that. Hari bez dinay shel Shmuel Aramasi Kayim. Very, very interesting. You see, from here, if it's a halachic shayla, you have no business asking the Urim Tumim. Don't ask the Urim Tumim for halachic shaylas. Meaning, it's almost like a mechina of loy b'shamayim here. It's loy b'shamayim, and therefore you should go and ask the Beis Din. Shmuel the Beis Din Shmuel Masikai. Ella, what was the shayla? E mitzlach, e loy mitzlach. The shayla was whether or not he will be successful. It says, and you will and save them, save Kila. So the shayla was whether or not he would actually be successful or not. That was the shayla. Good. Al Kavanim, we saw in the sugya three dinim. We said din number one was if a person goes out for shus and they tell him or her it's unnecessary to travel anymore, 2,000 amos they have. Din number two, that if they were a Basech L'Tchum, Kila Yotza, which according to Rav Shimi Bachia, which is how he passed it, means if you ventured 3,000 amas out, and now you have 2,000 amas as per the first din of the Mishnah, that overlaps with your original 2,000, it's as if you never left. And we said it was like one big Tchum. And the third din was Kala Yotza L'Hatz L'Chazin Lim Kaiman, which at least according to Rav Yehuda Merav, we said is referring to a situation where you're allowed to come back with your weapons. Someone who was sitting down on the derech and va'amad v'ra, he gets up. Some of the gears that he was what does he bring over here? Gears hashelkas misha yosh baderech va'amad. Whatever, we'll see. He was Yashvadel Va'amad Vara Harei Hu Samach Le'ir Hoyo V'loya Hoyse Kavanos Lekath Lo Yikanes Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, being that your das was not to do so, you're not allowed to enter. You do not acquire a tchum. Rebbe Yehuda Emer Yikanes, Rebbe Yehuda says, you are allowed to be Nechnas. Am Rebbe Yehuda Ma'isa Hoyev Nechaz Rebbe Tarfim Balein Miskavin. It was a ma'aseh where even though Rav Tarfon did not have explicit das, nevertheless, he entered. And you see this first Rashi. Rashi has the gears of Misha Yashav. Misha Yashav v'der lanuach. Shehoya oyeif. V'lo yehoya yoideya shehu b'tchum ha'ir. So according to this gears, the fellow was tired. He sat down. He simply was not aware that he was within the tchum of the adjacent city. He didn't realize. The chash chalei sham, ukejamad, he gets up, rosh usamach lir, he realizes, oh, you know, I can actually see the city out in the distance, and I realize that I am. So in that we say, rash leikanas lir, liyais kan sheir, ela min makim shechash chalei moided alpayim psiais beinoniais, va'ad makim shekalo yikanis. And he can only go up into those the end of the 2,000 amas. And on that, well, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says there was a ma'aseh with Rabbi Tarfon that he entered below Miskaven, Zakdash, Shalay Hayyadea, Kishachaleshu, Betchumayir, below Miskaven, Liyash Visasavir, Elabim came and still he entered. So Gemara just explains, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh, Rabbi Tarfon, Shahayim, Halach, Beir, Bederach, Kishachale, Velon, and the shepherds found him. The city is just in front of you. Go ahead. Nechnasi entered the Yashav Beveis HaMedrash, the Dorash Kol Hayim Kulei. And he darshened the entire day. So some of the gears to Amrulai, Misham Raya. Shema b'libei haisa. Maybe he knew that he was close and he was always planning on doing that. You don't have a raya from that necessarily. It doesn't say that he didn't know. Or maybe the Beis Medrash where he ended up going to was on the outskirts of the town and anyway was within his 2,000 amas. So you don't have a raya necessarily that a person is kona shvisa b'lei miskavin. So that is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Can one be kohen shvisa b'lei miskav? I mean, if the person is awake, so you are certainly, as we're going to see in the next sugya, you're certainly a bar kabbalas shvisa. You have the mental faculties and ability to be kohen shvisa. It's just that if you didn't necessarily explicitly have that in mind, does it work? That is the machlokes. Following on from that, the Mishnah says, "Mi sheyoshem b'derech." Now here, the guy's asleep. He's asleep. So he's not mentally capable, obviously, when he's asleep, of thinking, I would like to be kohen shvisa. Mi sheyoshem b'derech v'lo yada shechashecha yesh la'apayim ama l'chol ruach. So he did not realize some of the gears of the other ad shechashecha, and he woke up only after Nacht. The din is yesh la'apayim ama l'chol ruach diver Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Meaning, what is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? He says, so what if the guy is asleep? Kan nimtza, kan haya. This is where the guy is. He is kona, a makim shvisa, automatically. Doesn't need to be awake. This is makim shvisa. This is where he is, finished. That is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Whereas, the chachamim emrim, ein le ela arba amos. There's the no, says Rashi in the second white line, ein le ela dar amos. Hoyo v'yoshin hoya loy niskaven likne shvisa. The guy was fast asleep. He had no intention to be kohen shvisa. In which case, it simply does not work. Rabbi Eliezer also disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and says, and he is in the middle of those 4 amos, meaning 2 amos to this side, 2 amos to that side, and so on. Rabbi Daimer Leizer Ruach Sheyertzeyelech, right? He can take 4 amos in whichever direction he wants. Meaning he also disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, but it's just a question of how to measure the down amos. If he chose one direction, She'ein Yochel Lachzabai, he can't go back to a different direction. Fine. The Kitzer, we have machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim. Is it possible to be kohen shvisa when you are asleep? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says yes. And the Chachamim say no, meaning the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda, they say no. Now, new case. Hayushnayim. Miktus Amisav Shulzeh, the same Amisav Shulzeh. Same case. 2 people fell asleep. And let's say, I don't know, they were asleep, you know, 5-6 amos away from each other. Let's say. Miktus Amisav Shulzeh, the same Amisav Shulzeh. So there is a potential area of overlap. The din is me vien va'echlimensa. They're allowed to eat within the joint 2 amas that which they both share. That they can do. As long as you don't take something which was not within your tchum and bring it into your tchum because it was kind of the shvisa of your friend and you can't take it out of the tchum. And we don't make a gzera that you cannot eat with your friend for fear that you might end up doing that. Maybe because that would be a gzera l'gzera, because tchum is anyway only midrabanan. So we say you can do it, just make sure you don't take it out. Hayushleisha, let's say there were 3 people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Again, they all fell asleep, and Shimon is in the middle. So Shimon shares an area with Reuven, and he shares an area with Levi. Shimon is mutter with Reuven and Levi. Reuven and Levi are mutter with Shimon. But Reuven and Levi are sirim zemze. Amrim Shimon, lamad avodena. What is this compared to? L'shalish chatzeres apsucha zu. You have 3 chatzeres which open to one another, meaning that each chatzer is next to the other one. And they are psuches l'rishus harabim. And therefore each one of them is considered to be its own rishus, as Rashi points out in the last Rashi, 2 lines in, ve'ein lahen drises haregel zu al zu. There's no common walking ground and rites of passage from one to the other. So there's no common, there's no drises regel one and the other. What do we see in such a case? Irvushtain Emohem Tsois. If the outer ones are with the inner one, he mutaris imahem, the middle one is mutar with the two outer ones, they mutaris ima, and the outer ones are mutar with the inner one, whereas shnaim chitzaynais are stira zum zu. The two outer ones are also one to the other. So now we come back to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says the guy is fast asleep, he wakes up, it's midnight, and he thinks, oh, I slept for the last 10 hours. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, no problem, you have 2,000 amos. Ah, you weren't awake at the make it or break it crucial time of being kaim the shvisa. It's okay. Klar the Gemara by Rava, Mikas of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Mizbar Kastavar, Chefte Hefka Kene Shvisa. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is of the opinion that all items are kaim the shvisa? Even an inanimate object is kaim the shvisa. If there is, I don't know, there is a book of Hefka, out in the middle of a field, that sefer is koine shvisa al paim ama. I didn't have das, so what? You don't need das to be koine shvisa as zoi vi nechse hefker. So is it that he holds chefse hefker koine shvisa, and in which case bidinu de liflug be kalim? Really, the Mishnah could have had a machlik is about kalim. And the only reason why there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in the Chachamim is lahoidiach hakechem the Rabbanan that the afal gav the ikala meimar hoyo v'neir kana, being that he's awake, he could and he would be kaina. If so, he is a bar kabbalas shvisa, and in which case yashin nami kana kamashmon the Rabbanan say no. You need to actively be kind of the shvisa b'shas maisa. You were asleep. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. Full stop. Kamash malon. So is the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that he holds the etzim even hefkas kena shvisa, even inanimate objects kena shvisa. You don't even need to be a bar das, a bar seichel to be kena shvisa. Is that the pshat? Oydilma. Oydilma kisar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri ba'alma chatziyakar ein ken shvisa. Inanimate objects are not kind of shvisa because they don't have das. And over here, haidu taima hoyo v'neyur kana yashinami kana. And the only reason why this fellow is kana is because he is a bar seichel. He's a mensch, he has seichel. Had he been awake, he'd be kaina. The fact that he's asleep doesn't bother us. Yashinami kana. So that is the shaila in Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Amrav Yosef Toshma. Let's try and bring a raya. Gishamim sheyardu mi'erev Yom Tov. So let's say you have rain. It falls into a pool on Erev Yom Tov. So obviously this rain is hefker. It's hefker raining. So what are the halachic implications and restrictions, if any, going to be with this pool and puddle of water? Who is allowed to take it and how far? So, Gisham Shvad Me'ev Yom Tov, Yesh Lehen Alpayin Ama L'chol Ruach. It's Koine Shvisa. In other words, this is rain of Hefker, and it's Koine Shvisa, 2,000 Amos. Whereas, if it fell on Yom Tov itself, B'Yom Tov Harei Hein K'Ragli Kol Adam. On Yom Tov, it's like Ragli Kol Adam. Important Rashi about, just over halfway down the page, a bit more. Harei Hein K'Ragli Kol Adam, says Rashi. Shaloi Hoysel Hen Shvisa Ben Ashmashis. It was never Kain Shvisa Ben Ashmashis. U L'Chol Tzad She'iriv HaAdam Yochel Litlan. And therefore, whoever ends up taking the water can take them to their particular Erev. But we're not going to focus on that second line. We're going to focus on the first line. First line is, the rain fell on a Friday. You've got a pool of Mayim. Zakti Braisa. It's got Alpayim Amo. So it's an example of Nechse Hefker, and it's Koine Shvisa. So it says the Gemara, Iyar Mespishle Meksav Rav Yechanan Nuri Hechetze Hefker Kenin Shvisa Ha'mani Rav Yechanan. We can say the price is going like Rav Yechanan. Eliyar Meshechetze Hefker Ein Kenin Shvisa Ha'mani L'Rav Yechanan V'Li Rabbanan. Alamai Muzmin Zogin, that Shita's Rabbi Yochanan is that Nechsei Hefker is Kenishvisa, and therefore the reason why in this case, when the guy was asleep, that he's Kenishvisa, it's not because, as a mensch, and is he Be'etzim HaSeichel, and had he been awake, he'd be Ken, and therefore even if he's asleep, you don't need to come on to that. He's no worse than Nechsei Hefker. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So Yosef Abaya, the Kamla La Hashmaita. So Abaya was sitting, and he was saying over this Nimra. Amalei Rav Safra Abaya, Vidilma. What's your raya that Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the author of the Braisa, and he holds Nichsei Hefkris Kenishvisa. Vidilma Begishamim Asmuchim Le'ir Askinen. Maybe it's rain, which fell close to a city, the Anshe Oisaha Ir Daitamalayu, and the townsfolk had in mind for the water which accumulates in the pits, and they had das for that. Maybe that's what they were thinking of. And therefore you don't have a raya necessarily that it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and his sheet is Nechsei Hefker. Chatzi Hefker is Kenishvi. So, to which Abaya responded, Tzur of Safra and said, Amalei Le'Zagadaitach, this not, because we have a Mishnah in Beitza, on Da'av Lamentes, which says, Barshal Yachid, Karagli Yachid. If you've got a privately owned pit with water inside, the Shvisa is Karagli Yachid, like the owner. Shaloisa'ir, Karagli Yisa'ir. Shaloli Bavel, just a Hefker pit with mine inside, so then the din is karagli hamamala. Then it doesn't belong to anyone. It's not koine any shvisa at all. And whoever ends up taking it, then its shvisa is going to be nikva based on the one who gets it. That is one braisa. The tanya, we have another braisa which says barshal shvatim, which again is hefker water. Yeshlen alpayim ama lechol ruach. It's koine shvisa from there. I kashna dodi, elamai elalav shmamina ha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says chafsi hefker is kenishvisa, and that's the brisa of barshal shvatim yeshma pai ma'am lechal ruach, and ha the Mishnah in Beitza barsha of shal eli bavel karagli mamala is going like the rabbanim. So you're wrong, Rav Safra. You have to say the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the chafsi hefker is Koina Shvisa. Now, Lalav, Shmamina, Harabi Yom Menuri, Har Rabban. We'll just finish off. Says the Gemara, now, Kiyas Silikami to Yosef, when Abaye came in front of Rabbi Yosef, Armalei said, Hachi Kamar of Safra, this is what Rav Safra challenged me, Hachi Hadrele, and this is how I responded. Armalei, to which Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, there's a more poshta Yishuv you could have given Rav Safra. Amalei Tamalei, Migufa. Because Mineu Bey, from it itself, you could have proven your point. You could have said like this, and the townsfolk had das on the Gishamim, and it's not because Chefzei Hefker is Kena Shvisa, if that's the Pshat, Hai, quote, Yeshem Alpayim Ho Ruach, Ha karagli anshe oisa ir mi boile. So it should have said much clearer that the mayim in the bar is karagli anshe oisa ha ir. Why did it say that it's got 2,000 amas? It's mashma that it's not because it's close to the city, but this mayim in the pit is koina shvisa. It's koina shvisa, in which case, the Mashmos is, says Rabbi Yosef, that it's because Chetzei Hefker is Koina Shvisa. So again, we have this Shaila, what is Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Is it because he holds Chetzei Hefker is Koina Shvisa? Or is it because it's a special din by Adam, about which Rabbi Yosef, we wanted to bring a Raya, that the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is Chetzei Hefker is Koina Shvisa. Okay, I'll call it here.